Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
All right, settle down. I'm not in the mood for your crap.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
ESPN 97.5.
Is the bench. The bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Shot clock at 4 seconds, down to 3. Harden puts it up and hits it. Fresh 14. Eric Gordon doesn't use much of it. Tucker keeping it alive. Gerald Green gets it up in time. Gets it up to Gerald Green. One more time. Clark. Oh, there it is. Clark's got it. Oh. Michael Carter with it.
How about them Rockets?
That looked like yesterday looked like 2018 for the first time, or 2017-18.
18, yeah.
26 threes.
Well.
They were offensively across the board. It was 30-plus in every quarter. There was a consistent brand of basketball for one of the first times all year long. That looked like, I mean, that looked totally different than what we've seen most of this year.
Yeah. No. That was back to Rockets basketball. I mean, 55 threes. You know what? That's cool. 55 threes they threw.
They almost
up.
Hit 50%.
Yeah, right. That was spectacular. That was a lot of fun. You're right. That's back to, well, you know, other than game 7 where they missed 27 straight. So, that was vintage, and by vintage I mean last year, Houston Rockets, where they were the best team in the NBA. That they're starting to look, Dell, starting to believe now? Yeah, you're going to start to believe now?
What? No.
What do you mean, no?
Dell didn't believe when they were in Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals.
And look who turned out to be right.
No, you weren't right. They were a really good basketball team.
I didn't say
team.
They weren't, but they didn't win. They're playing really well. But what I said before was, if Chris Paul decides he actually wants to play basketball this year, then I'll start to believe. He had a good game last night.
7 for 11, 5 for 9 for 3.
I just said he had a good game.
Yeah.
The thing is, if he does that consistently, then I'll believe. But I'm not going to believe if James Harden has to put up 40 to win games.
Yeah, you know, and I was watching Calvin afterwards, and he said, you know what, shooters got to just shoot their way out. And he was playing really well and shooting well before he had to sit out for three games. And then he was bad. He was bad, Chris Paul. Maybe he's starting to round into form. We'll see. I mean, this is. I mean, he did come off three straight 3-for-10s.
Well, I think he's going to be. I think he's maybe going to be just a little less consistent. We know he can still play, but how much of a decline does he hit? How healthy is he this year? Those are questions. And then, you know, the real key was yesterday offensively. This is what you haven't had. I don't know that you've had this in any game this year until yesterday. You actually had four starters play well offensively. I mean, Capella is going to be the garbage man, but you had Paul, Harden, and Gordon all play well offensively, which I don't think it has happened this year.
Tucker was 4-for-5 too.
Yeah, and Tucker shot the ball well. Tucker shot the ball well. He wasn't a high volume guy.
No.
And then you had a guy off the bench score as well.
Right.
You had all five starters shoot the ball efficiently and shoot the ball well, and a guy off the bench. That's how you get to 136. That's not the norm.
No.
But if you can get 4-of-6 on any given day, you're back up there at the top again in the West. I mean, you really are if you can get 4-of-6. Is that asking too much?
No. I mean, without Ennis, you are 7 deep. You basically have 7 guys that you can trust and play. Right. It's not enough for an older team, because it is an older team. How, you know, you worry about James Harden. I don't know that you worry so much about. He's a horse. But Chris Paul, obviously, you worry about. A lot of minutes for PJ Tucker at this point in his career. And Eric Gordon as well. He's been injury prone as well. So you got to have another guy. And you know what? They're starting to show that they are a much better team than they had shown earlier.
James is going to be player of the month, by the way.
Yeah.
James is starting to lock up player of the month awards in this. I mean, he is really getting into a rhythm offensively.
He's right unbelievable. Now. I mean, I don't know why, but it just so impressed me, and that's probably going to be my sports map article.
What is it about one? I mean, he has those kind of games.
Oh no, he's had those kind of games before, but I don't know why I was and he has. He's been unbelievable. He had 50 points and
60 point triple double, first in NBA history.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about it. I don't know what it was about the other night that it just struck me against the high level of competition, and this dude just is night and day above. He can do whatever he wants. I don't know why it caught me off guard or that it struck me like lightning. I mean, because we've seen it before.
Yeah, but sometimes when you see it, when you're there, it's a level of competition. Sometimes you just have a moment of epiphany that I had it probably a couple years ago where I realized if he wants to get by you, he can get by. Like, there's nobody that he can't get by off on the dribble. At some point, he will get by you. And you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when I watch, sometimes there will be certain wide receivers, and that's what made me think of James Harden a couple years ago. There are certain wide receivers, the way they run their routes and stuff, they are going to manipulate you into a cornerback and move in a direction you don't want to. Mm-hmm. James does the same thing. It's a lot like a wide receiver who runs routes. All he's waiting for is one opening with your feet or your hips. And then he's got those long strides that he can get to. He can access short, quick feet to get started and then long steps to get by you. And then as a finisher, he is just phenomenal. I mean, he is. And then he's got high basketball IQ and high. I mean, he gets a little lazy with it sometimes.
Yeah,
I think. Oh no, he's got a high.
Oh no, he's got huge high. But
great vision, court vision. He just does lazy stuff.
He makes lazy, and I think he makes bad decisions sometimes.
He makes lazy decisions. The little dumb behind the back passes that don't make any sense.
Or the bounce pass to Capella,
and
he tries to go in between
and
somebody.
I think that maybe unnaturally. We see that, and it has a bigger impact than it should. It's a single play, but it annoys the crap out of us.
Yeah, because lazy is probably a good word, because we see that defensively as well, and we see him, you know, with the Ole and so many. I mean, the video of James playing defense is just so damning.
Now, that was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But it was really terrible.
Right, and last year he played defense, and as a low post guy, he's actually really good because he's so stout, he's so strong.
He doesn't like moving his feet.
But he doesn't, yeah. I mean, there's still times where you're just like, really, James, you know. But listen, we ain't the ones that are running up and down the court for 45 minutes a night. And you know what? At some point, you do have to, in some way, shape, or form conserve some energy. And James is we're clear where James has chosen that. It's on the defensive end.
Well, yeah, and that's not unlike Larry Bird. It's not unlike Dominique Wilkins. There have been great players, Alex English, great scorers in league history, who were not known as great defenders. Like Bird, I know it's sacrilege to talk about Larry Bird for a lot of people, but the fact was Larry Bird had some limitations. He was going to play hard. He was not a great defensive player. Dominique was not a great defensive player. Most high-level offensive players in league history, Kiki Vandeweghe, the guys who are high scorers, they've been some of the easier matchups on the other side of the court. And James looks like he belongs in the 80s as a basketball player. He's got an 80s body type. You know, he's not all ripped up and shredded in the arm. He's big.
Yeah.
And he's got big barrel chest, but he's a silky smooth scorer. He looks like an 80s and 70s or 80s basketball player, but his level of play and his ability to shoot from deep is rare.
4 or 5 years after James is done playing, he's going to be large. If he stops running on a daily basis, it's going to catch up to him. I think.
You think that about Chris Paul? You think this is going to be the fattest backcourt in history?
No, Chris Paul is going to be.
I don't know about James. I just think he has a barrel chest. I know 100% on Chris Paul. Have you seen Chris's brother too?
Yes.
Yeah, Chris's brother used to be a player.
Yeah.
Chris has got
Chris got the. He's got
I was in that that lunch when Chris was talking about what he eats on a daily basis, his bone broth. I'm like, to try to stay in shape, I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
You better figure out some keto or something right now so you can still have some food.
Usually basketball players are trying to take as many calories as they can in because they can't keep it on. If you're eating bone broth while you're running every day up and down the court, good Lord.
That's why you're going to pull a hamstring. You don't have enough calorie in that may caloric be it. Intake.
That may be it. Hey, Christmas party is tomorrow. And it is unbelievable.
If you're listening to us right now, you should get out there early while you have the pick of the litter.
Maybe, come before work. You know, have a few cocktails. If you got to work, you have a few cocktails.
We'll feed you on the way to work.
Yeah.
You don't have to drink on your way to work.
Who said that?
What are you talking about?
Why would you not want to? What the hell? Why you gotta drink watch people?
Don't listen to him.
Okay, so
he's trying to get you.
So you go in and you have a great Friday at work because you had you stopped at the Christmas party and you had yourself a couple libations and a big time. Coors Light's gonna be out there, St. Arnold's is gonna be out there, and the giveaway list is starting to grow now.
Oh my gosh, the giveaway list. So here's what I got just yesterday from our friends over at Studio Communications. We're gonna have a hotel. Now, this may be in our show in Usual Suspects and Palillo, and these will be given out. A lot of these will be in our show, some of them throughout the day. We want you to go.
Yeah.
If you can't come to our show, go see Barry and go see Raheel and Dell. Go see Barry and Joel. Go see the Blitz. Go see Charlie.
Raheel and Dell doing a show? You guys doing a show tomorrow?
You're not?
No, they're not doing a show.
What do you mean? Raheel and Dell. Y'all are both going to be, you're going to be on site with us.
Yeah.
People are going to get a see.
You didn't know that. Raheel and Dell aren't doing the show anymore, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he's so busy on his number one show in the afternoon.
Yeah. Well, on the Blitz, we were talking about their show.
Oh, and by the way, that reference that John just made wasn't making fun of the Blitz. So if you decide to call into the Blitz later today and say we're making fun of them, that actually wasn't John making fun of them.
No. So yesterday, I'm sitting in my office, minding my business, watching Colorado State receivers and Hunter Renfrow from Clemson. It was a good day yesterday. I enjoyed watching the combination of Olabisi Johnson, Preston Williams, and Hunter Renfrow. Anyway, I get this. Yeah, come in. It's John. Hey. And he's smiling. He goes, hey, what time did were you and John making fun of Fred and AJ? I said, I don't think we did. I mean, I always say I'm co-host on the number one show. And I said, and John at one point was running down the list of shows, what time and where they would be. And he mentioned the number one show in the city of Houston or on the station or something like that. I said, but that was it.
No, number one show in the world, I said.
Yeah. And I thought maybe that's what he was talking about. I'm like, that's pretty innocuous. And he goes, no, a caller right now just called in and said, hey, John and Lance are making fun of you guys. John and Lance are making fun of you guys. And first of all, that's that bitch-made stuff that Raheel always talks about. Did you hear what that means? And I was like, no. I said, I really don't think there's anything that they could be talking about. He goes, no. I said, maybe it was when I was gone, when I left. And he goes, no, he said it was John and Lance.
I made reference to AJ and Jerome when they were...
I don't think that's what it is either. So I sent it to our text string, which is called Glory Boys. And Raheel thinks it was when What happened, Dell, when Raheel was like doing his, hey, AJ, did you hear what the morning guy said about you?
But there was some reason that he said that. I don't remember making fun of those guys at all.
But that's what you do have these dry snitchers coming out trying to start something.
Well, I refer to them as the number one show in the history of the world.
Well, it's a fact.
Yeah, right.
And I got no problem with it because you know why?
And AJ said, well, because I did say that, and I don't know, Jong said or something. And, you know, and they're the number two show, he said. So
yeah, they're always quick to mention we're number two.
Right.
It feels a little out of line.
It's a little disrespectful.
You don't have as much competition in the afternoon.
Okay.
Easy.
A little bit.
You got 3T. That's nothing. That's Rich Lord. Please. Let's slow down. So, anyway, yeah. All that little crybaby voice that Raheel does.
That's a real thing.
But here's
when we get back, we're going to go over a bunch of what's going on tomorrow.
You're getting a t-shirt. You're basically getting two things tomorrow.
You're getting a lot of stuff if you show up from 7 to 11. And can I say that if you are, as Lance said, one of those bitch boys, don't show up from 7 to 11.
Yeah, don't.
Whoa.
Don't
show
up.
Bitch boys.
We're good. If you feel the need to call into another show and say that, another show is making fun of them, even though they really weren't, because you're too dumb to discern what is actually going on in the air.
Don't come.
Suddenly.
We don't want dumb.
We don't want you there. No, we like dumb people. We just don't like your type of dumb.
Yeah, we like dumb people if they have meters. Get ratings.
And by the way, once again, that is not a shot at the Blitz. That is a shot at anyone who likes to call the Blitz and say they're making fun of the Blitz.
that voice and finger in my booty will.
That's the voice. You love
LSU
those.
Fan. Those things never.
LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty.
In my booty.
Never go.
In my booty.
Maybe it was Ed Orgeron.
Maybe Ed Orgeron will show up tomorrow. We'll see. Right here on ESPN 97.5.
We've got it, by the way, coming up in just a little bit. Ed Orgeron was trying to have a press conference on signing day. And they got a little loud in the background, and he had to shut his team up
twice,
a couple times.
Twice.
We'll have that for you.
But right now, we got Yuval over at Texas Mattress Makers. In this holiday season, please, all I need you to do is go to Texas Mattress Makers, because it is silly if you haven't been to Texas Mattress Makers for your mattress. And how about, you know, this holiday season, I mean, you can give. Yuval has given all year long. If you would like to donate a mattress to somebody that needs one, they're really inexpensive. You can do that as well. Get into the holiday season by donating a mattress. But when you get to Texas Mattress Makers, or just pick one up that is unbelievable. If you're not sleeping right all year long, change that. It's not. It's so affordable to get a great, great mattress in box spring. It is unbelievable how inexpensive it is. And you, my friends, can get that done by just stopping off. You start where you're paying half of what you would pay at these other giant stores, okay? And then another 25% off. And then the best queen adjustable bed that you'll find for just $499. You're not going to find that price anywhere. Period, exclamation point, guaranteed. So you're looking to get into a new bed this holiday season, get to Navigation in Lockwood, 4619 Navigation, or 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. The best sleep at the best price, Texas Mattress Makers.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Tomorrow is the Christmas party, and we've got an extensive list.
These are the we have never had a list of giveaways like this, ever. You're going to get something if you're out there. Well, I mean, we know you're going to get a shirt, but there's a chance you're going to have a good shot at a lot of other things. Because we're going to be doing multiple drawings every hour. So.
What is poutine?
Poutine?
Poutine.
That is...
Modern Irish cocktail bar and southern kitchen. Global influence.
Yeah, it's really good.
Really good. $100 gift certificate.
We got two $75 gift certificates to Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
Nice. What's Le Conniel? That sounds like it's... Oh, is that in the river? I know where that... I've been there.
Le Conniel is the French Vietnamese, yeah. It's really
very
good.
Nice. Very nice.
Everyone loves that place. It's $50 GC to Le Conniel.
Wow, that's a nice... That is a these nice are gift. Awesome. These are all awesome.
Studio Communications did a great job of taking care of us. We've got two $50 GCs to East Hampton Sandwich. Remember when they brought the lobster sandwiches in?
Yes.
We have two $50 GCs. They've got three locations now in Houston. Super Rica, which is Ford Fry. He opened State of Grace, where we went to with Bobby Matos, our buddy who's the chef there. Mm-hmm. They've got State of Grace. Well, Super Rica is his Tex-Mex location that he opened up in the Heights. And right next to it is La Lucha, which is also fantastic. But this is a $100 GC to Super Rica. And it got Allison Cook gives 1 to 3 stars. Like, to get a star, you have to be really good for Allison Cook. Although we love Eric Sandler here. Shout out to Eric Sandler. Because apparently there's a little beef. Well, there's a little.
Now we're going to have beef there?
There already is.
Is Eric Sandler coming
there already
in
is.
And saying, hey, you.
Yes, there already is. I said something and all of a sudden he and Allison Cook sniping him. She's got him blocked on Twitter.
What?
Yeah.
Food critic violence. Let's grow up.
So anyway, and I like both of them. But
I bet the food game is kind of snipey like
it,
that.
It's gotten a little snipey, yeah. So $100 GC to Super Rica, which is Ford Fry's Tex-Mex place. Pico's Mix. Have you ever had the soft-shell crabs at Pico's?
No.
yeah. Amaldo Richards skillfully blends his contemporary culinary concepts.
Oh, yeah, I know
Pico's.
Yeah. Oh, I've been there before. I haven't had the soft-shell crab.
Yeah, Pico's, you got $100 there. Pico's Tamale Stand, $50 GC there. And we're even going to have a hotel stay, an overnight stay at Hotel Alessandro, which is a downtown boutique hotel with courtesy valet as well.
Wow.
So we have a ton of things added onto WWE 2K games, NBA 2019 2K. We've got WWE tickets coming up that we're going to give you. We have whiskey that we're going to give. I mean, we have so many. The food is, it's ridiculous. Cobos Q is going to, he killed it last year. He'll be out there again. One of the best, if you're in Humble area and you want barbecue, that guy's got it. Our boy Glenn Sweet Miller from Raging Bull Tailgaters is going to be out there with food and maybe more importantly, Battle Red Kool-Aid, which always makes the day go better.
We've got PlayStation or Xbox, whatever it is. I don't know. Games to give away.
Yep.
We've got golf from Wildcat to give away.
There's definitely beer.
Yeah. We've got
Kolache Shop.
Coors Light. Can I say something here?
We know what you're going to say. You're going to say Coors Light four times.
Coors Light is going to be there because Coors Light and Coors Light. So we got Coors Light that's going to be there. St. Arnold's is going to be there, right? And it is just going to be and oh, by the way, Jello shots from Dez.
Yep, listener Jello shots. Texadelphia is just going to bring some chips and queso.
Oh yeah. Oh no. Yeah, Kolache shop. Yeah, Texadelphia is coming. I think they're bringing something else too. The Texadelphia.
I'm sure they are. There's going to be more food. If you have a family like me with picky eaters, they'll find a ton of things to eat.
Yeah. Acme Party and Tent Rental. Acme Wolf is giving away tickets tomorrow. And he's giving away Texans memorabilia.
Did we get tickets? Wasn't on the latest email. I don't think tickets.
Yeah, no. We do have tickets.
Okay.
But not playoff tickets.
To the Jaguars. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're getting tickets, and you get to take Will Fuller home for a week. Or no, is it an autographed jersey?
Yeah, I don't think.
Oh, it's an autographed jersey. I thought you got it.
Will Fuller, is he still alive? Before he died, he signed this.
I think he's in a body cast.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Just to protect him.
But a Will Fuller giveaway? That's nice.
Yep.
Yeah, and, you know, hopefully you'll get it home without having to go to the hospital. So here's the deal, is this is the place to be tomorrow in the city of Houston. By the way, Mark Klein gives away all kinds of stuff. And I'm sure we're forgetting some of the other giveaways that we've got, too.
Yeah, it's
The staycation to the Houstonian, a major, major, major gift where you sign up all day long. And you can, you know, if you stop over at Klein's or Nick's place, you're eligible. That and the Indochino suit, which we are giving away.
Custom
that is another custom fitted suit. That's another one. Grand that's Prince. An all day deal. Okay. Yep. So this is what's happening tomorrow at both Klein's and Nick's place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. So afterwards, I've got to drive to Louisiana tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Well, drive. I've got to sit in the car to Louisiana tomorrow night. So because I'm not driving. That is a certainty. But I'm going to be there most all day long. And so I'm going to have a nice sleep.
I saw
sleep.
Pictures of what happened last year at Nick's.
But Jackie was, it's embarrassing for everyone involved.
It was
when
a bad
Jackie
look
has
for everybody.
Too much to drink.
Well, what about you?
No, Jackie was embarrassing to everyone. I had to put him in a chokehold.
Wait a minute.
I had to.
What about you?
He was hugging on me all day long. Amber, his life partner, was embarrassed.
That's his wife.
I think that's his life partner.
They don't call wives life partners.
I mean, Clint. And Tracy, Yolo, everybody was embarrassed for Jackie.
Said you were going hard like that.
No, I don't think I even drank yet last year. But here's the thing: if Jackie's going to act like that again, we're going to have to something's got to be done. Maybe he'll have to be banned from the course. We'll see how he acts this year. We'll see how Jackie acts this year because last year was embarrassing for everybody. So there's that. And the pictures are lies, by the way, of me and Jackie together. Because he was hugging on me. I couldn't get him off me. It was ridiculous. So we're going to try and clean Jackie up this year. But that's the case. Chance is coming, I believe. I believe Chance is going to come out there. Eric Layden is going to be out there.
Mm-hmm. Eric Layden, a Hollywood actor from who went to Kincaid here, who's been in The Brink. He was one of the stars of The Brink. He's been in Mad Men. He has been in Bosch. He has been in American Sniper. You see him in a lot. One day we were watching. My wife had a castle on. There he is. SVU. There he is. He's got right now. Of course, he's also done The Killing. He was a major. He had a major part in The Killing, which a lot of people have seen. So, and Eric is awesome. Huge Astros fan. Huge sports fan and Texans fan. By the way, he's not buying in. He texts me all the time. About, I'm not getting on this train. I'm like, don't get on this Texans train.
Ooh.
He goes, this Texans train won't have any stops. This is when they were 4-3, four in a row. And then I keep saying, I'll just send a train emoji to him, just a train. He's like, yeah, big deal. They barely beat the Jets. That was embarrassing. Eric's one of those fans. He's one of those
no
fans.
No way,
yeah.
Eric.
Yeah.
You're embarrassing yourself, Eric, right now.
Do you know the Texans are not, like, they're not in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, right.
Do you know that?
Yeah, but it's like a 98% chance.
Well, you'd have to lose both games, but you think they'll lose to the Eagles?
I think that
when we come back, I'm just going to go
over.
Better
chance that they lose.
Listen, I'm going
to
go through
to the Eagles.
I'm going
to
go through playoffs.
Oh, by the way, it's already up to 2.5.
Lay the points.
If the Colts and the Titans both win on Sunday, now that obviously they play each other final week of the season. Who would the Texans need to lose?
We'll do that on the other side.
If they lost to the Jags.
We'll do playoff scenarios on the other side because
along the Eagles.
There, I will tell you the nightmare scenario. We'll go through the nightmare scenario.
A
10-win
don't make the playoff team.
Yes, and it's happened before.
Yeah, it's happened. It happened to the Patriots, as a matter of fact.
They were 11 wins.
Yeah, right. They didn't get in. Let's talk about Absolute Marble and Granite, and let's go. Jeff Aronoff. What a great gift. And if you're thinking, well, you know what, not now. How about, though, think about this for the new year, fixing up that house. You have to. I mean, if you think, we sold our house, and I wish I'd known Renter's Warehouse before that, but we sold our house a couple, 3 years ago. And when you do, you realize, oh, well, I mean, you want to talk, the inspector just goes through everything. You're like, holy crap. I didn't realize that, you know, wow, they're going to be this picky about it. And they are that picky about everything. So what you have to do is you kind of continually upgrade. If your countertops need upgrading or your vanities, you know, it's the investment that you put into your house is well worth it. If you're, when you want to sell it. Or how about just livability? Do you want to live in squalor or do you want to live with nice countertops and vanities and fireplace and patio, all the stuff that Jeff Aronoff does. If it's hard, rock hard, Jeff Aronoff.
Yay!
has something to do with it. All you got to do is call Jeff and start the process. You can start, hey Jeff, come by after the new year and let's go. Let's get this place cleaned up. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 735 ESPN 97.5. Hey, you think Gilbert's going to come out to the party tomorrow?
I'd say it's a lock.
Do you think so?
There's food there.
Gilbert is on the line. He's calling. He never does this, so let's see.
Yeah, I'm really upset.
What happened, Gilbert? What are you upset about?
I want to take a picture with Rachel Mew at over 50, and Rachel leaving next week to go there, leaving the city anyway.
Mm. Where's Rachel going?
You hear about that?
Where's Rachel going?
No.
I don't know. Lance knows where she's going to.
She's headed to Colorado Springs, Colorado.
No, she's not. Oh. She's going skiing next week, and Gilbert, you got to get a picture?
What? I mean, she's leaving? I don't know any of that stuff. Is she leaving?
Gilbert, why does Lance know?
Why do I know?
Well, why do you know, Lance? You go chill out to do Sports Sunday there.
Yeah,
anyway.
You do sports. You know everything that's going on over there.
Yeah, but I don't.
What's Dominique doing tonight? Is she going out to dinner? Where?
No Dominique
for Gilbert.
There's no Dominique talk. No.
I like Rachel McNeil. Then Dominique sucks anyway.
I worry about the way you say
Dominique sucks.
Hey, Lance.
Yeah.
Do me a favor.
Okay.
Are you going to Channel 2 Sunday again?
Yeah, you going to Channel 2 Sunday?
I don't know. I might after the Jacksonville game. I got to see if I'm scheduled to. I think I'd do one more, yeah. And then maybe in postseason. I don't know.
Okay.
I should have just said
no. Can you tell that I want to take a picture with Rachel and Owen?
Yeah, he can tell. He'll do that.
I'll watch the email and tell him to come to the party tomorrow anyway.
How about this?
I'll be out there tomorrow.
John, let him go. He's really lucid today.
How about this, Gilbert? How about Lance picks you up before Sports Sunday, brings you to Channel 2 with him, and then you can take a picture. We'll get Owen and Rachel up there, and you guys can take a picture.
No, that didn't happen.
They don't work on Sundays anyway.
He what? They don't? Well, maybe they'll come up special.
Yeah,
trip.
You fool. He knows their schedules. Stop trying to game the gamer. That ain't gonna happen.
Gilbert, maybe they'll come to the party. I don't know. Maybe.
Can you email them right now?
Lance
probably has their phone number.
Listen, this is what I'm gonna do.
He works at Channel 2.
I'm gonna mention it to Adam Wexler in passing, and then that will be it.
No.
Okay, I can tell you, I never
appreciate that, Lance. I'll put you down.
Okay, but I never, ever see them ever. I haven't even met them. I've never met Owen Confluenti. I think we follow each other on Instagram or something.
Really?
Yeah, he followed me, so I followed him. He always does these Snapchat filters with Rachel McNeil, as a matter of fact. And,
is he an IG model, would you say?
No, but he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Owen Confluenti with... Somebody told me some story that he used to... This can't be true, that Owen Confluenti got it... Like, he used to drive trucks or something. That can't be true, right?
Why can't that be true?
Owen Confluenti was a truck driver who became a newsman? There's no way that's accurate. Probably Chance or Frank told me that. That's not true.
So, Gilbert, is Owen a good-looking man or not?
Yeah, he's a good-looking man.
Yeah,
anyway.
Gilbert thinks so. Yeah.
There's Rachel McNeil, a good-looking lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Rachel on the streets when she had a reporter out there in Chautauqua Mall anyway.
Oh, you did?
On a bicycle anyway, you know.
Did you talk to her?
Yeah, I talked to her, you know.
Yeah, and so why didn't you get her number?
She's married. She has two kids.
See?
So that didn't stop you.
You may not care,
that
but
never
Gilbert
stopped
does
you.
Care. Gilbert
what?
Does care.
It never stopped you with Wendy?
Oh,
that's different anyway.
Well, why is that different? Wendy's married.
Yeah, Wendy knows China Garden people. Rachel don't.
Well, How do you know?
Oh, this is a side door into some free food.
That's right. That's exactly
Gilbert's gaining right. some free Rachel, egg rolls.
No. Wendy and John know Carrot Chow Garden. Rachel don't anyway.
Yeah, right. So you can call Wendy anytime, right, and try to hit on her. Okay.
No, I'm going to hit on her anyway.
Oh, yeah? Didn't you say you wanted to go out with Wendy? Didn't you tell me that?
I never said that anyway.
Oh, no? What did you say about... You said something about when you were naked, and then you said then you mentioned Wendy.
I say that. What did I say that anyway?
Del, did this ever happen?
What? Gilbert alluding to him and Wendy being together?
Yes.
He's also mentioned while you're at work he would stop by your house.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, he did not say that.
Yeah, he did.
That should stop being funny. When you hear that, when you're at work, I go by your house. Like, wait, okay, wait all right, minute. Now hold on a second.
Wait a minute.
Gilbert rolling around in my sheets. Lance, can you give me a big favor now? Next commercial, you know, next segment during the break time, you email to Owen and Rachel.
Yeah.
Don't want to take a picture with them, please.
Yeah, will you do that, Lance?
I don't have a computer here.
He doesn't have his computer.
Emailing
Rachel and Owen that you want.
I'm just going to be honest with you, Gilbert. Nothing having to do with Owen or Rachel is going to happen. I'm just going to tell you right now there's a 0% chance, so we can just stop this.
Gilbert.
I don't want any more follow-ups on this one. Anything John's about to tell you is a lie, Gilbert. There is a 0% chance that I will talk to Owen Conflenti or Rachel McNeil. I don't see them. I don't know them, and I'm not going to contact them. We'll stop it right now.
Gilbert, this is over.
It's over. I'm not contacting anybody.
Why?
If you want something with Adam Wexler, let me know.
Why are you
Randy
dashing?
Randy McAvoy, I might have a shot for you. 0% on Owen Conflenti, Jennifer Reyna, or Rachel McNeil.
Why are you dashing all his hopes and dreams?
Because if I leave it out there, it's going to keep going.
Gilbert, he doesn't know them. He can't do anything for you.
I can't do anything. Right. I don't see them.
You work at Channel 2, Lance.
I go there like twice a month max. I know the security guy better than I know Rachel McNeil.
Gilbert was thinking he was having a great Christmas holiday, and now you ruined it.
Yeah, I can't even get Kay Adams to acknowledge me.
He doesn't know
you think
that
I
is.
Care about Rachel McNeil? Well, I'm telling you, that's more important than Rachel McNeil. I'm sorry.
What do you think Gilbert does with all his pictures?
He doesn't know who Kay Adams is.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
Gilbert has cable.
Gilbert.
No, he doesn't need to know.
He doesn't have the NFL
Gilbert,
network.
Gilbert, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
Why do you want... Can you tell us what you do with those pictures? Because you seem to like taking pictures with news people.
He has
You put them in your living room?
Yeah, 8x10.
Huh.
Okay, how many stars do you have pictures with, Gilbert?
Two.
Two?
Debbie Gibson and Leanne Rimes.
I guess he doesn't consider news people stars.
Well, wait a minute.
8x10.
What? 8x10 is pretty serious.
Yeah, well, no. You got more pictures than that with stars. I've seen you with, you've got, what's her name?
Patty Struthers.
You got, okay. Who else? You got a bunch of them.
Yeah, Don Summers.
Well, hello. See?
And let's see.
Gilbert, we're going to have to.
Chris Everloyd and anyway.
Gilbert, you've been on for 8 minutes. Okay. This is entirely too long because we got another legend that needs to come on now, Gilbert.
Okay.
Mike and
Dan. I'll see you tomorrow at Climb Jury.
I'll see you tomorrow with no pictures of any sports, of any newscasters. Let's get crank up the Lizzie.
Yeah, we played
Mike
this song.
Mike and DA on a mobile.
Mike and Derry Ashford on a mobile with us on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Mike and Derry Ashford on a mobile. What's going on?
Hey, guys. What's going on there?
Not much. How you doing?
Been a while. Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty excited about the Christmas party tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pretty psyched about it.
It's been a while. What have you been up to?
Yeah, where you been?
Just staying busy with the newsletter. The fall's really busy for me. I go from my shift as a crypt keeper over at the Haunted House, Transphobia, then in Missouri City, then straight to the mall, then, helping Santa and whatnot.
It's
straight to the mall?
What are you talking about? Yeah. But you're not doing the Santa thing. Say you're being one of the elves.
No, but he's helping.
What? No. That's for another conversation. But anyway, it's a Christmas party. I'm looking forward to coming out. It's been a long time. It's probably been like 10 years since I've seen you guys out there.
It's been a while.
I'm excited. Nothing more riveting than milling about in a parking lot with strangers watching two dudes under a tent, sit very still, hugging a microphone.
Right. There's nothing better than milling around watching two dudes under a tent sit very still.
Eating and drinking.
Nothing. I mean, nothing. Well, at least we're giving you things for free for doing it this year. How about that?
No, it's exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. But hey, on the Rockets last night, the record that they had set, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's knocked down. Nobody's hit more threes since Babe Ruth at the Atlantic City Suffragette Convention in 1919. I don't know if you knew that.
We didn't have that bit of trivia.
No, he didn't have that. The Bambino took down a bunch of threes.
Knocked down a bunch of threes.
A lot of threes. Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, anyway, I'll let you guys go. I know it's a busy day on the phones. Happy holidays, and remember to crank up the Lizzie.
Yeah.
Crank up the Lizzie.
Oh, hey, my mixtape is dropping in February, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, let us know, and we'll put something together.
We want to hear that.
Step on the starter. Crank up the Lizzie. We should be playing that coming back, Dale.
Yeah, we should.
Here it is right here.
What's the Rockers record ever since we played this? Unbeaten.
Let me see you clap your hands. Now that you got the beat, let us see you stomp your feet.
Two guys under a tent.
Now that you got the groove.
Talking. Sitting really still to
talk to a microphone.
Let me see your body. Let me see your body. Let me see your body move.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Let me see your body. Let me
26 three-pointers. NBA record.
How about that? Ever since we started playing this, the Rockets have been setting records offensively.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, all right. We got to keep on playing it every day.
You know who's going to have a bad taste in their
mouth? They got another game tonight. They're playing Miami tonight.
You know who's going to have a bad taste in their mouth after getting 26 threes dropped on them? The Washington Wizards. You know how they can get that bad taste out?
With a Quip toothbrush? That's how. I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong. So I was thinking this morning, honestly, I'm giving my teeth a bath is what I'm doing right here. That's right. Giving my teeth. It suds up the toothpaste, and it's like you're giving your teeth a bath. You have filthy, horrible, rotten teeth if you don't have a Quip toothbrush because it doesn't give your teeth a bath. All right? You're just brushing, and there's probably still stuff stuck in your teeth. My teeth are bathed and clean and wonderful today. And my tongue, too. You know why? My Quip toothbrush taught me how to brush my teeth. I didn't know what the hell I was doing for all those years, and now I feel great about me. It's never too late. And if you want your kids to brush their teeth right, okay, I think this should be their slogan. Do you want your kids to grow up to be British? No, you don't. So what you need to do is you need to go to getquip.com/ESPN975. $25, great stocking stuffer, and the kids will love it. They'll actually use something that you get them for Christmas twice a day, okay? At least twice a day. Getquip.com/ESPN975. Getquip.com/ESPN975.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We talked about George Trevallo.
All right, 751 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. It's already been we've had a Gilbert and a Mike and Derry Ashford on a mobile this morning already, Dell. Legendary show.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that you can't discuss this currently with your co-host.
Well, he's got an important call. Here's the deal. He's got a big meeting tomorrow with the NFL.
Uh-huh.
NFL Network tomorrow.
Is he going to be in L.A. for it? Is he doing it from here?
I'm right here. Y'all are getting me in trouble. I'm going to have to go down to the office again. Y'all got to stop doing that.
No.
Like, y'all are snitching, and then I get in trouble.
No, he snitched.
Like, legitimate. I got in real trouble.
No, what?
I got in real trouble the other day.
Did you really?
Yes.
For what?
for always being off the for never being in the studio. Well, I got in legitimate real trouble.
Wow.
Well, let's because you snitches.
Well, let's be clear about something. When John comes back from a break and directs conversation to me, that's a clear sign that
let's be clear about
you're not
something.
Around.
I just had to get out the phone. I got a call and I said I got to call you back after this.
Does your wife know that you have a radio show? Or
that wasn't my wife. That was the director of the Senior Bowl.
Oh, see, it's important stuff, Del.
Well,
not that his wife isn't. We're talking about important stuff to the.
We're talking
table.
About if Ron Rivera. There's rumors going around that maybe Carolina staff could be one of the coaching staffs at the Senior Bowl.
Really?
And
if he has a job.
Well, but that's what he was just saying. He said, "How in the world would they fire Ron Rivera? He just went to a Super Bowl a couple years ago." It is a little bit embarrassing that one down year can cost you. Like, why should that be the case? You can't have a down year. Why a Super Bowl appearance doesn't guarantee you any safety coaching wise.
Well, wait, how long ago was that?
2 years ago, was it?
Denver and Carolina were more than that, was it?
Was it 3 years ago where Cam decided he was going to make a business decision in the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Three Super Bowls ago, yeah, I believe.
Super Bowl business decisions are rare.
I'm going to make a business decision. This is the business. No. The Super Bowl is what you play for.
Yeah. So,
maybe I'm being.
Hey, what do you mean? I think Dan Quinn has got after this season.
Yeah.
You know what? That Falcons team is too erratic. It is just too erratic.
So here's the only problem with that whole conversation we had. Ron Rivera, since he's been the coach, here's his record since he's been the coach. Upon further review, here's his record, Riverboat Ron, since he's been the coach. I'm going to have to tell Jim Nagy this. First year, 6-10. I don't really – they were coming off a 2-win season, 6-win. That's a plus. Next year, 7-9. Okay, not great, but second in the division, and he's still trending upward. The next year, 12-4, won the division. That's good. The next year, 7-8-1, division champs. So that's
– right.
That's a division championship.
7-8-1. We were 7-8-1. Won the NFC South. What?
The next year, 15-1. That's really, really good. But as Del mentioned, that was 2015. That was like three shows ago for me. Then they were 6-10 after that. That's your honeymoon season where you're like, okay, well, you were 15-1. This is disappointing. Then he was 11-5 last year, and you're like, okay, bounce back. And then they were 6-8. He's had Cam Newton all of those years.
Cam Newton's hurt, though, this year, and they're shutting him down.
Cam Newton has quarterbacked losing teams.
See his numbers the left. Cam Newton, go look at Cam Newton's game log.
Cam Newton has three winning seasons and five losing seasons. Should Cam Newton be taken a little bit more?
Look, just leave Cam alone because, you know, he gave us this.
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes.
He's a legend. Alleged.
Ron Rivera gets everything, but Cam Newton's record as a starter, he's 68-53. But it's lopsided because he's got five seasons of a losing record, three of winning record, but one of them was 15-1, which helps to
his last three games, two touchdowns, six interceptions. Before that, he was 9-3. Before that, he was 11-3, 13-3. In the five games previous to that, he was 13 touchdowns,
dude,
three interceptions.
Cam is so overrated.
Since then, two touchdowns, six interceptions in his last three games. All losses. Of course, they were losing when he was throwing three touchdowns and one interception, too. So, but
holy moly, look at this.
Cam's 24-13 this year, touchdowns, interceptions. If Deshaun was that right now,
that's great. That's his best year over the last 3 years. The 3 years since he won MVP, 64 touchdowns to 43 interceptions.
If Deshaun was doing this right now, we'd be all over him.
Oh, we would. Bill O'Brien's the worst. Deshaun Watson's the worst. You're going to have to look at. Do you realize that how many touchdowns does Deshaun Watson have this year?
24-9, right?
Is he 24? Okay.
24-9.
24 is tied for the second highest all-time for Cam Newton. Cam has a 35, a 24, a 24, a 22, and then a 21, and then a 19, 18, 19. I'm telling you right now,
his interception percentage substantially higher. Career, it's almost it's a 2.7 for his career. That's not good. Deshaun, I think, is in the ones right now after being in the twos last year. Cam Newton, the narrative on Cam Newton being this plus quarterback, this elite quarterback, that year he was really good that year. He was really, really good that year.
But the upside is so great. I mean, he's a middle of the pack at best.
How many years?
What is Cam Newton? Honestly, where does Cam Newton fall for you in as far as quarterback, ranking quarterbacks in the NFL? He's middle of the pack at best.
Right now, he for sure is. But do you know, I mean, from a career standpoint, he's got three seasons where he's completed over 60%, and one of them is this year. Statistically, this is one of his best seasons ever.
Wow.
That's not good.
No, it's not good. 757.
Well, as a passer, not...
Right.
I mean, and let's face it, he does do a lot. A lot of his success does come with running a football. It has been a big part of what he does. A ton of touchdowns, 58 touchdowns. That matters. You're scoring touchdowns, that matters.
Yeah.
So you do have to, and I know the QBR rating that ESPN created tries to it tries to weight quarterbacks who run the ball effectively, which it should.
Yeah.
That matters too. But what Cam has done on the ground has been very good and very impactful, without question. He's had double-digit touchdowns twice, 14 his rookie season and 10 his MVP season. But since the MVP season, it has not been good. Maybe Ron Rivera is going to go. I kind of feel like he is going to get fired.
Yeah, and looking at Dan Quinn, I mean, he was 8-8, 11-5, 10-6, and now he's got 5 wins this year.
Yeah, Dan Quinn is not safe.
No, he's not safe, but he should be fine this year. He should be fine this year.
Why?
Because in his four seasons, he's been to a Super Bowl and the playoffs twice.
So he got a playoff win last year. Beat the Rams on the road.
Yeah.
And he was – they couldn't score, but they were within, like, a touchdown to beating the Eagles in a divisional round.
They played the Eagles just better than anybody except the Patriots.
Yeah.
So. But getting back to this, I guess the big difference is Ron Rivera got to a Super Bowl. But you see Ron Rivera.
So did Dan Quinn.
Cam Newton. Ron Rivera and Cam Newton. They have not had great success.
No.
More losing records than winning records. And yet, I feel like Bill O'Brien and Deshaun Watson would take a lot more crap right now.
Oh, God.
Than those two guys.
Oh, much more.
Not in Carolina. In Carolina, I'm sure they take a lot of crap.
I would imagine, but yeah, no. If that was here, we'd be all over. And I don't know how they could possibly stand it with the heat that we would put on them here. And yeah, if Cam was if Deshaun was playing like Cam is now, we'd be killing him. We'd be killing him.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Rightfully so.
713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, come on. It's a more or less a hot. We basically mailed this in this weekend.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Talking a lot of sports.
I know, this ain't no mail-in.
Talking about the Rockets first segment. We'll get to the Texans. We might as well get to the Texans because we're not going to talk about them tomorrow.
Season.
You like to say it's a holiday show anytime. This isn't a holiday show.
You know why he says that? So he can quit.
He wants to stop trying. That's what he wants to do.
Yeah, really.
You know what he feels like right now? Harden 2015 defense.
What? Ooh. Okay, I'll take it. I don't care. So I don't make any of the NBA teams.
You're giving him too much credit. He's, for his career, Larry Hughes. That's what he is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's not good.
Larry Hughes only played basketball because he was relatively good at it and it was easy. John's not good at this, but people, for whatever reason, like him, so that's why he does it. He doesn't put any effort into it. Yeah, he's Larry Hughes.
No, you're kind of right.
Well, you went deep on the Larry Hughes reference.
It's 8 o'clock on ESPN 97.5. It's time for me to talk about. How about, you know what I care about? People being able to have relations. That's what I care about. I want to make sure that you have relations when you want to have relations. And instead of feeling like, oh no, I'm worried about it. No, don't be worried about it because that's all you got. That's all you got to take is one of these pills and bing, bing, bing. Everything is working. Blue. Everything is coming up roses. If you're looking for a great way, to be able to have those relations and have the confidence and be back to your virility and do it for a price. How about $5? $5. When you're talking about hundreds of dollars. And then there's a commercial loan that's talking about Viagra being $50 a pill. I mean, that's unbelievable. Okay, that's unbelievable. But how about this? $5 to get your first month supply at forhims.com/John5. That's how little. And it takes care of the doctor because you talk to a doctor online. It takes care of everything. Just $5 for that first month. And then it's inexpensive after that. It's the generic equivalent of those blue pills or those yellow pills or whatever you take. So if you're looking for a great way to get this job done, forhims.com/John5. Forhims.com/John5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.